Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
Oh, okay, I can feel a big one coming on today. Okay, so this is something that I have been talking about a lot in private, but I've never publicly given my opinion on this. So feeling rather anxious because I know a lot of the people in my life work in the health and wellness space, and I actually am a massive fan of the health and wellness space. And I guess this is what I want to highlight here. Okay, so this episode is about a couple of things. It's about like what actually is critical thinking. I also want to talk about, you know, looking at an agenda, like what is the agenda here, which is tied into critical thinking. But also this idea that things aren't necessarily black and white, and it doesn't have to be either or, it can be and. So, and I guess like I feel reluctant to bring this up because I do know a lot of my dearest friends work in the health and wellness space. And like I said, I'm not against health and wellness because I mean, I'm a human. Health and wellness is pretty fucking important to me. And I did have a podcast called Make Some Noise, which was about mental health. So, you know, I am someone who values, you know, I use the oils at home. I don't have a lot of toxins in the products that I use, if any. I think the only thing I really have is bleach. That's, you know, and I mean, that's pretty intense, but like, you know, like everything is natural at home. Besides sometimes some of the food that we eat, but, and you know, and I work out a lot. I am really into mindfulness. So this isn't a criticism necessarily of the industry. And this is why I want to say, that's why I want to talk about critical thinking. I want to talk about agendas, and I want to talk about that idea that we can be critical of something and still appreciate it. This isn't an attack on the wellness world. It is a criticism. And I think that we all need to be more critical. You know, like critical thinking is used in the health and wellness world by people who are telling you to do your own research, right? And they have found their path. And really what they're saying is, I want you to come across the same research I did, to come up with the same point of view that I did. But, you know, you go off and do your own research because obviously you're not that well educated in this particular instance, you know, or whatever. I don't know what the vibe is behind that, but it often feels like that. Like, well, I have a superior level of knowledge here, and you should go about and figure out how I came to my superior level of knowledge. So, you know, and I've been incredibly frustrated with this year, really, what I've seen happening in the space. And this has been a phenomenon that I've seen, like a rolling stone, not like a rolling stone, but like something that gathers momentum and it grows and grows and grows as it gathers momentum. You know, it's rolling down a hill and it's kind of picking everything up along its way. And I've noticed this happen a lot. Like, people have a real ability to take things completely out of context. And so a bunch of stuff has happened this week that has led me to this point where I want to share some of my criticisms of the health and wellness world. Okay. So I have watched a lot of my friends and a lot of my clients and a lot of people in general in my space. I mean, I live in Byron Bay. It's an alt health space, right? Like everyone here, not everyone, but there's a lot of pressure to live a certain kind of lifestyle. One that includes, you know, a lot of organic food and expensive supplements and, you know, and we boost our immune system naturally. It's the anti-vax capital of Australia, or Mullumbimby is. And I'm not anti-vaxxers. You know, I'm not necessarily all pro vaccine. I'm not a big pharma kind of person, but I also can see agendas playing out on both sides. You know, so one thing that happened just this morning was I saw a post that I see come up a lot. And it's a post that's around, you know, there's been a lot of talk about building our immune systems thanks to COVID and how important it is, and why isn't the government talking about how to build your immune system? Instead, they're forcing vaccines down our throat. And interestingly, the people who are touting that message generally have an agenda attached to that. A natural way of life, natural in inverted commas, because actually vaccines, I'm not going to go down that track. A natural way of life, you know, it's tied into their livelihood. So I saw a post that was about the health and wellness world and that kind of thing. Why are we not having the conversation about immunity? Why are we not having the conversation about people's diets? You know, why don't we go to the doctor and they give us alternative therapy? And the fact of the matter is, I mean, it's a doctor. So yes, they have a relationship in Big Pharma, but they're also here to diagnose a problem and provide a solution, right? Like, they're not here. They're not a naturopath. They're not necessarily into functional medicine. They're definitely not homeopaths. So when you go to a GP, you're going to someone who is going to have a look at your symptoms and make sure you're not dying of cancer. And if you are, they're going to prescribe you a proven, and I know that also that that's laden with issues, proven treatment. You know, like I understand how, in America, how the FDA works and all that kind of shit. So I know there's an agenda there too. But that's really what a GP is here for, right? You go to them because they're going to give you a Band-Aid to stick over the wound so that the wound heals. And some people are more reliant on that than others. So there's that, right? There is a place for modern medicine. There's absolutely a place. You break your arm, you go to the fucking doctor. You know, you get hit by a bus, you go to the doctor. They're the ones that are going to stitch you up. They're the ones that are going to remove a tumor. They're the ones that are going to give you chemotherapy to help, you know, you heal from cancer or to, you know what I'm saying here, right? Like, there are absolutely places where modern medicine is a fucking gift. And so much to say. And health, a functioning, healthy body is a privilege that not all of us have. I do, and I'm very privileged to have that, and I'm also very aware of that privilege, right? And so there are plenty of people out there who just eaten healthy food and, reducing their house in toxins, that's not going to impact them. And then also, there's a lot of victim blaming in this place too, I've read Louise Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, and there are parts that when I read it, I'm like, yeah, actually, that is what's going on for me. If I'm coming up against something and I look it up in that book, I'm like, yeah, I can see how that is playing out, right? So there is definitely an element of our emotional, spiritual wellness that plays into our health too, and there is an element of food and diet. And then there's also the unexplainable, right? Little children who have leukemia, right? No victim shaming, please. You know what I mean? Like, this, a healthy body is a privilege that not everyone is afforded, and I think we need to be more understanding of that. Okay, so that's that little bit done. While I've been looking around, when I was looking at that particular feed in Facebook this morning that was about health and medicine and, you know, and all that kind of jazz, and why isn't it more natural? And it can be. We have a choice. We have autonomy over our body, so we can choose what, you know, like maybe, depends, I guess. But for the most part, we're free to choose what we do with our body. And one of the comments on the thread is a comment, and there's no judgment towards this person. Actually, no one really loved this person. And it's a pretty standard comment, which is because there's no money in healthy people. And this is a comment that I see happen all of the time in this argument that I see happen over and over and over and over again. It's not an argument. It's basically, a statement about health and nature being one. Which I think negates the fact, like, you know, Paleolithic people, and we've actually got the longest lifespan of any humans before us, right? Like, we used to live till we were fucking 30, and our teeth were rotted out, and we had hideous, you know, hygiene practices, and people would die in childbirth. Like, you know, we are actually really blessed to have a medical system that has helped to prolong our life, right? So I just want to put that out there. But also on the comment around no money in healthy people. Well, this is something that I thought, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's right. Like, when I first thought about that, I was like, yeah, there is no money in healthy people. Because they're not taxing on the system. They're not feeding. They're not requiring medication. They're not, you know, there's no money in healthy people. But actually, that's fucking bullshit. Because the health and wellness industry, I often go and check to see what it's worth as an industry. I think it was last year, or maybe it's this next year, projected $4.2 trillion. Is that right? 4.2 or 4.3 trillion. It's a big industry, health and wellness. And there absolutely is fucking money in healthy people, in keeping people healthy. In, like, it is a huge industry. In fact, I believe, but I need to do more research to make sure, that the pharmaceutical industry is not worth that amount. I think it's worth, I think I saw the last one I saw was projected for 2021 was just over $1 to $2 trillion, just under $2 trillion. So the health and wellness, and I don't want to say that's concrete, like, I'm just saying that was my initial, when I've looked at it over the years, the health and wellness industry is actually worth more than pharmaceutical industry. And maybe I don't have the full picture here, because maybe that doesn't include our health system and what that's worth. So it's not a full picture, but I'm just saying, what I'm wanting to highlight here is, regardless of which industry is worth more, health and wellness is not a baby industry. You know, it is very established. In fact, I think it's, I won't give the stats on that, because I'm not 100% sure and I don't have them in front of me, but I think it was in like the top 10 industries globally. But it's big business. And so there's a few elements here. One is, we need to be aware that everyone has an agenda. And this is where I come into the critical thinking thing, and how do we think critically? We think critically by recognizing that everybody has their own agenda. We think critically by understanding that things are often shared out of context. We think critically by being willing to look at often our own industry and be willing to be critical of it and see our agenda. We think critically by understanding that people that things can be twisted. Statistics, you know, data can be really, this is something that I learned particularly through work that I've done on various boards over the years. Like, we can take data and use it to support anything, you know, and I guess this is also part of working in advertising, right? Like, you can take data and paint a great picture or a terrible picture to suit your agenda. The data, you know, what you omit from it is equally as important as to what you share. And so we need to be thinking more critically I feel like there needs to be more transparency around what our agenda is, right? Our personal agendas. When I worked in radio, there was a big conspiracy with a guy in Melbourne. Oh my God, what was his name? The Golden Mike. John Laws. And it was a comment, cash for comments. It was a huge fucking deal. This guy was basically taking, and a lot of radio presenters would take money to sway their comment. Right, so they were invested in making sure that this company, you know, I mean, this happens in all kinds of industries, in trading, you know, like they're and in magazines, in podcasting, like we need to be more in like our social stuff. We need to be more transparent, and in fact, we're legally required to be transparent if we're accepting cash for comments, right? Like, if something is a sponsored post, that we have an obligation to inform the people who are consuming the content that it has been sponsored, therefore it is potentially bias. And when we have a position in life, there is always going to be bias there, right? Like, if we are a wellness advocate for doTERRA, we have an agenda. If we are for example, another area that I've seen this play out in the last few weeks is, you know, me speaking openly about the launch that I did with Cal and how it didn't really go to expectation. And how I'd kind of struggled with that a bit, but it wasn't necessarily for me the fact that it didn't fly the way that I had thought this time. It was more around the fact that nobody else really shares that stuff, because a coach has an agenda. They have an agenda of, you know, being seen as a success or whatever. Like, everyone has an agenda. I mean, I have an agenda. What it is, I'm not quite sure. Maybe I need to do a little work on that. But you know, like, I do have an agenda. I want to pay my fucking bills, and I also feel like I really want people to move out of their own shit and like share their magic with the world, you know? And in that, it helps to feed my family and keep a roof over my head. And sometimes I feel like being so transparent, it works in some regards, because people are like, well, I know who you are, I know what I'm going to get. And then there's no, like, you know, guru falling from the fucking pedestal, because I don't place myself on a pedestal. And that is an agenda in itself. I mean, it is also the nature of who I am. But there's an agenda there for me too, I guess. So, you know, I guess what I'm saying is, like, we need to be really critically looking at what we're consuming. I saw some wonderful humans share this video in their story, which was kids somewhere in the world, I don't even know where, dancing, go like back to back, doing a waltz, but with their back to back, like arm linked in arm, back to back, doing like a dance on a dance floor with like a group of them. So it was like, and the post was homecoming, you know, is this what the world has come to? This is ridiculous kind of thing. And all the comments, you know, and everyone who shared it was like, look at this, this is fucking ridiculous. But like completely shared out of context. Who knows when that is from? You know, number one, it could be fucking 15 years old, and it could have been, it could have been anything. It could have been a challenge that people did. It could be real. It could be, you know, a school, I don't know, like in some, I don't, you know what I mean? Like it could have been anywhere. In fact, I sent it to a friend of mine and they had said, is it, where's that original video from? Is it from Bolivia? And I was like, I have no idea. It was just shared with no context whatsoever, but pushing an agenda, like, you know, it was really, you know, that freedom and the sovereignty over your body stuff, which we're seeing a lot of at the moment. Which also, I have to say, often neglects our own personal privilege for having a healthy body. You know, like, I could go into the mask, anti-mask thing, and you know what, like I've said this before, everyone is entitled to have their own view of things. But what is irresponsible, and what I'm calling out here today, is sharing that without context, without understanding where it's coming from. Now that post with the people doing the, so I, with the people back-to-back dancing, the kids, with the homecoming thing, and we've got to vote, you know, we've got to make sure Trump gets in stuff. When I looked at that woman's profile, a couple of posts down, she is very, she's a Christian and very fundamental views and anti-Planned Parenthood. She wrote a really disturbing post on Kamala that was like, she stands on a mountain of 70 million dead babies, you know? Like, we have to be more critical of where the information that we're sharing, because it can come from some really harmful places. And look, if there are kids in the world dancing back to back, I feel fucking like that is a bit ridiculous. I mean, I question why they'd be at a dance at all, or why they're not wearing masks. But I also have no idea the context of which that video was originally filmed. So, but I can take it and share any agenda I want, and people jump on that shit, right? And that's fucked. That's fucked, and it's dangerous. So, yeah, so critical thinking, right? We need to be doing more of it. We need to be, you know, if we're going to tout, do your research, actually do your fucking research, you know? Like, have a look at the shit that we're sharing. Have a look to see where it originates from. Just take 30 seconds to do a background check on that person, you know? Like, because, and this isn't just a thing in health and wellness. This is a thing in the coaching space. It's in all industries. You know, I'm watching The Vow at the moment. I don't know if, I think it's available on Foxtel now. But I mean, it's an incredible documentary about Nixium and the people who made the film were actually in the cult. And one of the guys was the videographer for the cult. So he has all this incredible footage, and it's a really dark, really dark thing, right? Like, it's a, oh God, like just the, the level of manipulation that happens in cults and in mind control. And this is something that I've been exploring a lot personally, is, you know, I mean, I worked in sales. I have studied NLP. I know a lot of the tricks that are used to manipulate people to take action on something, right? Like sales tactics. I'm very familiar with that. And I've been fascinated recently, because of what's happening in the world, to dive more into what makes people like lose their executive functioning when it comes to this stuff. What makes people lose the ability to look critically at something? And you know what it is? Stress. And we are in a highly stressful time. A lot of people are stressed out of their fucking minds, right? They've not been able to visit their parents. They've lost a parent and not been able to celebrate that person's life. You know, they do have a compromised immune system, and they're really stressed about catching COVID and dying, or people that they love catching COVID and dying. Or they're really stressed about the fact that they feel like their human rights are being violated here. You know, and they've lost their jobs, and they don't have a lot of financial security. And, you know, and so like, these are big times emotionally, big times for feeling, you know, people generally don't deal so well with uncertainty, and we've never really had a time of uncertainty like it is now. You know, I mean, that life is never certain, but on this level, everyone is experiencing not the same, different, but, you know, the similar levels of uncertainty. So when that happens, our executive functioning is fucking gone. You know, my God, my language is escaping me now. But, you know, we're in that primitive mind. And so we're not necessarily able to think more critically. And I don't necessarily want anyone to feel shame around their work they're doing in the world, because I think health and wellness is really important. I think being a coach is really important. I think personal development is really important. But I can be appreciative of something, and also critical. I can be appreciative and use oils and love that, but also be kind of critical about their business model and maybe do a bit of research into, you know, like, yeah. Because anyway, that's another story, and maybe it's one for another day. But you know, like, I just think, and I can be a coach and really love things about the industry and also be critical of things. I can have a mentor and really appreciate them and think they're fantastic, and also see they're a flawed human being, right? And I think it's important that we take the blinders off. If we are 100% down a train, then it's time to like take the blinders off and just reassess, okay? So what is the agenda that I'm being sold here? You know, what is the other side of this coin? Because things aren't all, like, I don't believe things to be black and white. I believe there's a massive area of rainbow in between here. You know, like, there's a spectrum of light, and it goes from white all the way through to the dark, and all the way through to the black. And yeah, and I just think we're often looking for one or the other, where there's this whole gray technicolor rainbow in between. And if we're just looking at one side of things, we're not really being that critical. And when we start to just take things for face value, and we start to just not necessarily, you know, I don't want to say swallow the mainstream narrative, because that's fucking bullshit too. But we also need to be aware that there's this dude called Murdoch who owns 70% of the fucking, you know, like 70% of the press. So we are being fed an agenda. We're always being some fed some kind of agenda, and that isn't isolated to just the government and the media. It's also in the other side of things. It exists in the health and wellness world. It exists in the personal development world. It exists in everything, right? So we need to be thinking more critically. And we need to be able to see and be willing to look at our agenda. You know, this is something that just recording this episode, I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have a real good think about, what is my agenda here? And is it an honorable agenda? Because we can have, you know, like, it's okay for us to have an agenda. It's okay for us to really want people to live their most healthy, fully expressed lives. Like, that's a great agenda to have. And also be aware that there are people in this world who, you know, I don't know, like, we have to be able to acknowledge our privilege. We have to be able to acknowledge our own bias. And we have to be a little bit more transparent about that. You know, like, this is my agenda. My agenda is whatever it is, a healthy, fully expressed life. Whatever that is, whatever your agenda is, I think it's important to be aware of that, and also be aware of the things that you use to support that argument. Right? Like actually do your research. When you see something online, don't just take it for face value. And I know a lot of you, if any, are not the kind of person who would do this. But, you know, I have to be honest, I have done it. I've done something where I've been like, oh, this really resonates with me. I'll share it. And then I've discovered, oh, hang on, this person is so not aligned with me. Oh, hang on. Billy, go for a swim, mate. Hang on. Whoa. Okay, wait. Billy, just wait, mate. You know, this person just is so not aligned with me and what I believe in. And then, you know, like, we have to be able to be willing to change our minds. And we have to keep our minds open. So, yeah, I haven't done a long one like this for a long time. But I just felt like it really needed to be said. And I guess I want to leave you with this, right? Check your privilege, check your agenda, and check your bias, you know, and check your sources. Check where the information you're sharing is coming from, and make sure you're, you know, like, oh, I saw a great tip. I love Queer Cosmos. Is that what it's called? Like the Instagram, anyway, amazing human who does astrology stuff. Anyway, he was saying, like, you can, one thing you can do, and I don't know if it works or not, but like tapping your forehead. So when I find myself in situations where my fear is running the show, or like I'm spiraling, I start tapping the front of my head, and it just helps to bring back the executive functioning for me. I don't know if it seems to work for me. It was something that I saw him share, and I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll give it a go. And it seems to work for me. I don't know, like, have to be transparent here. Don't know if there's any research to support that. I just find that for me, it brings me back into that, you know, into that part of my brain where I'm able to think more critically. And if there has ever been a time in history where it's important for us to think critically, regardless of which side of the fence you sit, or if you're sitting on the fence and you're unsure either way, like, wherever we're sitting, we do need to be thinking critically. So use that executive functioning, my friends. And until next time, if this resonated with you, I would love to hear, because these are always feel so big for me to share. And I do love a bit of external validation. So if it has landed with you, or if it's raised something in you, I would love to hear it. And yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like I am out here on my own, this voice in a vacuum, and I do love to connect. So please feel free to yeah, share your takeaways in an Instagram story and tag me at Colosophies. You know, share the episode if it's resonated with you. Thanks for listening. Until next week, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at Carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.